Pod Tacular, episode 197, Customs and Creations for the week of July 19th, 2009.
I'm raising the threat level to red.
Welcome to Pod Tacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at PodTacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the Halo Universe podcast. I am Beth Storm.
I am the hostess with the mostest, Jules.
I am the hostess with the leastest, Chucky J.
And I'm the guest host, Damaku.
He's the hostess with the oldest.
I'm the host.
Ooh, Chucky is pulling the old card on.
Uh-oh.
No comment.
You need some Eminem?
So G. Lewis is a hostess?
Yes. How many will be seating in the morning today?
It should be hostessed with a T on the end.
That's what I said.
That's what he said, without the T.
He has cream filling.
Whatever the masculine saying of which is which of which I said.
Okay.
Welcome. One and all.
Yes. Welcome to episode 197, Customs and Creations. And this week we have, as mentioned earlier, Domaku, the official Podtacular Sith.
I am your.
I don't even know how I earned that title, but.
What does that mean?
When was this?
I gave it to him on this show.
It was like 5 or 6 episodes ago. And we somehow stumbled onto this tangent.
Yeah.
About him being.
You seem to do that a lot.
I think it was like in the blooper section or something. Yeah. I can't
remember. It was during whenever you introduced me, and then it was like it just stuck. I don't know.
I'm not exactly sure. A lot of the stuff that ends up as a little Podtacular saying just kind of comes out as random.
In other words, you're welcome.
I would thank you.
I mean, we have the official watch dealer, Stall Me Please. We have the official Pope on Nuzumaki. We have
the official pimpster, Chilu.
Now you're just the hostess with the mostest.
The pimp muffin.
You're probably an official lot of things.
Yeah. I've been officially nominated by Captain Crunk as he am awesome as well.
I call you the new Davy B, and Fumo's just official. That there's nothing to add about that. And he hates midgets.
Hey, man. Sometimes they look weird. They got small hands.
Don't like them being tiny. Can't headshot them. They're not my height.
Gotta lean down and give him the fall shot. It's like they're crouching.
Alright, so I've been the official Sith for, 5 episodes now?
something like that, I guess. I'm not exactly sure.
Sounds like it.
And what else have you been up to?
Nothing but
blowing up planets with your Death
Star. Forza Motorsport and blowing planets up, as Dust Storm said there, commanding fleets, making sure Admiral Akbar is in his traps.
What? Well played, sir. Well played. I had to give you that one.
That's about it.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, well, as we said before, this is the Customs and Creations shows, and ironically, we had the exact same amount of submissions as we did last week.
Yes.
Hey, so can I ask a question?
Yes.
No. Please.
Ask if you
gotta raise your hand.
I'm raising my hand. You can't see it all the way from
A-town,
Dirty
yo.
South up there.
Chucky Jacobson, you have a question, I see?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Professor
Lewis.
Professor Lewis.
Oh, right. Dr. Lewis. I'm sorry.
Ooh, he went a step further, didn't he? Wow.
That's what I is. That's what I is, yo.
We don't know what he's a doctor of, but
love
he's a doctor.
The love guru.
Okay, so I noticed that the episode number that Dumaku read out was 197. And so I think if you subtract that from 200, you get 3. Is that correct?
Yes, it's true.
I got 2.5, but
Doctor of Love, Doctor of Math, sir.
Yeah, they don't teach math the same way nowadays that they did when I was a kid. So maybe it's actually 4 or 5 now. But
it's like X's logarithm.
We should ask Stephen Hawking to
I would ask Tom Clancy. I don't know about you.
I would ask Bill Gates since he co-created the computer.
Just he co-created
the what?
I don't know.
Co-created the calculator?
The computer.
That was Texas Instruments.
Yeah, that was not bad. Bill Gates. So I guess my point is 3 episodes until number 200?
That is correct.
And yes, you are right.
Is it correct for me to assume that episode 200 might be special in some way?
Oh, very special.
If you're trying to assume that I'm going to come out of the closet in an episode, no.
That's what I was wanting. Dang it.
Besides that, there may be a special...
Well, I was hoping I'd just get all my watches back, but...
No, that would be
very useful. So,
do we have anything to announce at this time, or is it all top secret?
What we can announce right now...
It's asking me, actually, so...
Is... Fumo and JVB are going to be on.
Ooh.
Maybe some other people.
They are going to be on. We'll have some other ones on. Some
Chucky.
Older host. He likes his I can't go into it that much, but he's big on words. And then we have our I guess you could call him a coder of sorts. He might be on. So
okay.
That's as much as I can reveal.
You gotta decode it all. It's like Dan Brown stuff going on.
Yeah. Okay. So let's not give too much away, but.
Right.
So 3 episodes to go.
3 episodes to go. The tentative schedule right now is that we will record on August 9th. Which is a Sunday. We're not sure at what time.
That's good to know. I'm coming back from Orlando that day. Better book that down on my calendar.
So, I will say this, though.
And I'm not going to Orlando. It is because Chucky and Fumo live there. That does not mean anything.
I will say this, though. Around the 6th or 7th of August, pay close attention to
one-ups
forums, Facebook, and the Podtacular Twitter.
We have a Twitter?
Yes, we have a Twitter.
Remember, follow us on
Twitter.com/podtacular.
Okay.
So, yes.
Did you seriously not know that?
I guess I better follow Podtacular.
Yes, you should.
Twitter.com/podtacular.
Another thing that I found the other day, and this is kind of pertaining to something that I'm trying to do for my site. we actually have a live stream. I just found this out the other day. If you go to livestream.com/podtacular, Fumo has actually made this channel a while back ago. I talked with him today.
We never used it for anything.
Well, he said he made it after Lard came back from PAX 07. And up there is just some – what's mainly up there right now is PAX 07 interviews, a couple of PodTV episodes.
And PAX.
Like our farewell to Halo 2. That was awesome.
Yes, a lot of the farewell to Halo 2s, which actually makes me want to go back and get another Halo 2 disc and do some of that and – record new ones and put them up. But anyway, this is beside the point. So if you're bored at some point and want to see some Podtacular movies, head on over there. I'm going to upload some Pod TV episodes up there as well.
Want to gouge your eyes out.
Woot, woot.
So those will be up there soon. if you go to my channel right now, it's livestream.com/dustbark.
No, he's not accepting any money for those things you guys were asking about earlier. Stop asking. He doesn't do peep shows.
But like I'm saying, if you go to my channel, there's the Pod TV campaign special.
Nice.
So if you missed out on those, you can go there and watch them in order.
Might those or might those not eventually appear on the Podtacular channel? Unknown.
It's
just a collaboration
I need to post them in the forums as part of the Podtacular TV episodes. I just haven't got around to it. I'm still having to recode the actual show page that's on my site because when I did it on and ASP.net, which was from my server. And then since my room and I got hosting, they don't have ASP.net since it's a Linux box. And so I'm going to have to go back and recode it in PHP. And what's really kicking me in the butt right now is that I can't get the PHP XML parser to work.
Well, I'm a chemistry major right now. So,
yeah.
PHP for the win.
Oh, yay. PHP forms, PHP blog, PHP everything.
Open source.
Woot.
Zors.
With MySQL.
Anyway.
Anyway, before we wander off anymore to the...
you're welcome. Thanks.
Well, no, it was a good question. It just had interesting side effects.
I can't wait for it to come.
That's what she said.
But more will be revealed each episode. More will be revealed in the forums. So
stay tuned.
Yes. Stay tuned. So we're going to go ahead and move into our first segment that's become quite popular, our random frags segment. So, Domaku, since you're our guest, you can take the first one if you so choose.
Sounds good to me. Night Rhino says, "Hey, Podtacular, it is Night Rhino, and I would like to know if anyone knows what Halo Reach is supposed to be about besides the fact that it will probably take place on Reach, and there will be Spartans. Keep on fragging trucks." Oh, sorry, I forgot the midgets and fart juice. I know G. Lewis's favorite part. I could probably actually answer that question. It's going to be about a different group of Spartans than what the Chief is. It's going to be about...
Or is it?
Chief's there, if you didn't remember.
Well, he's there. Well, actually, he's in space at the time, but he's not there because, obviously, Microsoft owns the rights to his name and just about everything that Bungie worked hard for. But it'll be about a different group of Spartans, I think, or just some of them that weren't mentioned
actually,
in the books.
I believe Microsoft owns Halo.
Yeah, no. they own the entire Halo thing.
They own the IP. They own it. Halo.
They own the name, obviously.
They own the whole universe of Halo.
They don't own everything. I don't think they want to own.
I don't know if they own Halo Wars.
They own the IP for Halo. Like they own all the canon. Like if someone's gonna, that's why Frankie works for Microsoft, and he basically wrote most of all that Halo stuff. He doesn't work for Bungie anymore, so.
Right.
He's in charge of Halo works at Microsoft. That'd be an awesome job, by the way.
If somebody wants to make a Halo game, they have to get it signed off from Microsoft. And actually, there's a piece of news about that was posted today that there's apparently a group or something at Microsoft called 343 Productions. Or 343... Crap, what is it called? I'll have to look it up. 343 Fail.
Fail boat.
But people are guessing that that's the name of the group that Frankie's a part of. That's in charge of Halo.
Yeah, I heard that. And I just assumed.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that everything owned Halo is by Microsoft. But anyway, anywho, Who knows? Because we saw different teams in Halo Wars, but we won't see them. We won't see them again because, of course,
they're stuck.
Right.
Stuck.
People have been guessing based on that. There's that silhouette on that planet of five Spartans.
Yeah.
And they all look different. And so people are thinking that it's five people from that team from that book, including the Master Chief.
Yeah.
Which would be freaking cool.
I think you should play as
Kelly. John, Kelly so would be interesting.
I think you should play as John, though.
Linda would be, man, if you could snipe that well.
Kelly's just freaking fast.
Snipe that. Give me some mo. Snipe that.
Right. If all the Spartans have, if it's like different kinds of classes of Spartans, that would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, it would.
Well, I don't know. I don't, unless they didn't reveal it. Well, they could always just add on stuff that wasn't in the books, of course.
I don't think we'll see the game next year. It's too soon. I don't think we'll
really
see it. I think we'll see the multiplayer, but I don't think we'll see the full game.
No, I don't think we'll see the game.
You don't think, you know, November or September 2010, we'll see it?
I think we'll see the demo. I don't think we'll see the game.
Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, see, I honestly don't know what to expect for this.
Well, yeah, they didn't tell us much. Everybody's guessing.
Did it?
But they sound like pretty good guesses.
Because in the books, they moved around a lot.
Yeah. Personally, I'd like to fight as that squad on Earth, you know, attacking the Cuban place and stuff like that. Because you know how they were on there during Ghost of Onyx. They were on Earth while the Master Chief was off on his own little tour of duty.
Yeah. Things.
Man, I need to reread those books.
Yeah, I do.
It's a lot of information.
It's been like 5 years since I've read
it. I still like Contact Harvest the most.
I don't remember the Spartans Contact ever being on Earth before Halo.
They weren't.
Yeah. They were.
No.
Not before, but they went there, obviously, after Halo. But that was during the Master Chief's tour of duty on Halo 2, whenever he went over. They were on a whole other Forerunner planet, because they had boarded a Covenant ship and just headed to Onyx.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. A good reference is the Halo Wiki, which is a whole bunch of shit.
Halopedia. I learned so much.
Halopedia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's actually a couple good websites out there.
Well, I think Halopedia is the best. It's got a lot of good information made by people that know a lot about it. Like, I learned a lot about I Love Bees from that because I didn't want to read that. I mean, it was just, you know, summing it up is a whole lot easier.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I heard that Halo 3 is going to have a new manga coming, or a new comic coming out made by...
Well, the first one should already be out. It's supposed to be already out. Actually, the first two...
Well, I'm talking... Well, are you talking
Halo
about the ODST
comic?
One? Yeah, ODST.
Helljumpers. Yeah, is there supposed to be another one other than Helljumpers?
I heard, there should be another one coming out.
I think it's, more than just Helljumpers. Because there's the one that they finished a while ago, Uprising.
Yeah, that was a graphic novel. It was a bit longer than a comic.
Well, it came out as separate, you know, separate issues, too. Right?
Well, I was thinking, Uprising was more about when the Master Chief landed, wasn't it?
I don't know. I have it right here in front of me. I still haven't read it yet.
Oh.
It's still in the wrapper.
Yeah, I actually think it's about the Chief landing on Halo, or on Earth. But I don't remember.
Hmm. Okay.
Kind of like how those videos were that they made, those awesome live-action stuff.
Okay, well, we've delved into this quite a bit already, so we're gonna let's get back on track.
All right,
if we must, boss man.
Yes, we don't want to run over time like we do that sometimes.
Yep.
So next one comes from Fungus Oz. He writes in, "Hey, Potacular, I just saw that a guy called a Baked Grunt submitted. I remember his podcast, H3 MVP or Halo 3 Mods Video Podcast." It was pretty cool. I just think it's a little odd that he lives in Oz, as well as he's been listening to Podtacular for a while. I just thought it was a pretty cool quinky-dink.
Is Oz Australia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
Yes, it is.
I think you said that in the last episode, that Fungus Oz stands for the fungus in Australia or something.
I guess. I'm not exactly sure, but keep on fragging fart juice monkeys before they melt your truck with their fart juice. This is a mushroom who grows with the flood, signing off.
Goodbye. That's cool to see that we got people, you know, like Ryan 14 and other people that do other Amplified Silence, that do other Halo podcasts, are listening to us. We definitely listen to them.
Yeah, I got a guy who I know that's
starting. Speaking of Ryan 14, their podcast came out this week.
Yes, it's funny.
So
Tales from the Foxhole.
Tales from the... This is going to be next episode, too.
Yes, it will.
Better submit for that.
Well, I didn't submit this week. Oh, I forgot.
I'm kind of happy I didn't. I don't want to
You should have reminded your brother to send in. He had a good one last week.
Yeah. My twin, my long-lost twin.
Yes.
It was a great post by him.
Chucky, next one. Go.
Now.
Do it now.
You look post.
Okay. Egan Young. I don't know if I've heard that name before. Egan Young says, I heard you guys in the latest podcast that you wanted some feedback on the intern position for Podtacular. I think you should wait a few months and try it again. This time, I think you should talk more about it. Maybe pimp it on your show a little bit. Because people like me are lazy and need it reinforced to actually send it to you. That's just what I think. Oh, this is ODSTEJY, and that's – I do recognize that name from the forums.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah.
So being lazy is probably not a job prerequisite for being an intern. let me just say that first off.
Well, we had a few submissions, to be honest. Nobody left their name.
We had one.
And he didn't leave his name.
And actually,
maybe had more one thinks
it was Fisherman, which makes sense.
I would have submitted for that, but I couldn't find a good Halo voice that I could do.
Well, didn't even submit a Halo voice, which was another disqualification on his part.
Maybe no name and no Halo voice, so.
Maybe it was too difficult for people. Maybe we should.
I don't know. I don't think he submitted.
I thought the parameter for that was a little awkward, but yeah.
You're welcome.
That was the only reason I didn't submit was that voice. I couldn't find anything I could do.
We will try again in the future. At some point.
So, yeah, we will. It won't be too long until we do it again.
Maybe in the fall. We'll see. So, G. Lewis, your turn.
Okay. Ads Well Fit writes, and just wanted to thank you guys for having me on the show last week. If you ever want me on again, just let me know. Sorry about the poor sound quality, though. I wasn't too well. Keep on fragging. Keep on. Oh my gosh. Keep on trucking.
Uh-oh. Fail boat.
Which we're thrilled by. He always does that, and I always read it wrong.
I was the one that kept on reading it wrong before, and then
I don't know.
I guess the bug cut on somewhere.
Yeah, you got it. You got on to me, and it was good having you on. It was fun.
Yep, it was nice. Well, we just got to get the audio worked out next time.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Do it. Do it now. Okay. I'm going to take the next one, and then I'll let Demonka do the one afterwards, because I want to answer this.
So you won't need to get the long one.
I'm sure you can handle it.
I'm sure you can handle it better than Kito. One Bit Rocket writes in, so I've resisted Podtacular for the...
I think it's maybe revisited?
I guess.
Yeah,
there's no V in there. I guess there is supposed to be a V. So
there's a lot of letters missing.
Podtacular for the first time in a long time, and the site really downgraded, which I read about a while back. Just of interest, to get the site back to the old state, what would it take to do that?
Donations!
Donations is a big one. The big problem we had before was we were paying out of pocket to host this myself, especially Kronk's
college,
the web,
and he has a family,
and he was without a job, which was why he decided to not support the site anymore and spend much money.
To his dismay, he would have rather have
been. It was pretty pricey.
Yes, it was. And we have, actually, we have lower hosting right now, which is a good thing. But we're still pocketing out more into this for ourselves than we're actually getting donations. So that's one big issue right there. Another big issue.
I don't know how to code. Right. I knew how to, I'd do it. I don't have any idea. I can talk.
Krunk is a better website admin than I am because he's been in the business longer and he knows more about
in the biz.
Yes. He knows a little bit more about the website tools and whatnot, like PHPBB and Drupal. So I'm a little bit at a disadvantage there, but I do what I can. And I also work. I'm a student. I go to college where he actually...
He just shows
up. Oh, shush.
He's too busy watching Battlestar Galactica all day and sniping noobs. That's what he does.
So that's a big part of it, is that we don't have... And we also don't have really the staff to do it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty much the only website admin. We have a few forum moderators, and that's about it. So it's a lot about getting people that we know to work on stuff and getting knowledgeable people. Right now, I think I'm really the only knowledgeable person to actually administrate the website,
mm-hmm.
which kind of sucks.
Sucks always.
Well, right now... We have a problem ever since we upgraded to version 3.0.5 of the forums where no one can register and I can't change usernames of anybody. So, trying to get that one resolved.
So wait, people can't register right now?
Correct.
What?
Ooh.
That's a fail.
Uh-oh.
That's, yeah, that'll hurt.
How long has this been going on?
Ever since we upgraded to 3.0.5, which was last week.
Oh, boy.
So, and there's really no easy way to downgrade.
I can hear people crying right now.
Yes, I know. We're trying to work it out as quickly as possible.
You should call Krunk to the rescue.
Well, I think he might have an answer, but I'm trying to talk with our hosting guy. And try to get it figured out. I know where the problem is occurring. I just don't know how to fix it.
Cool. Maybe you could tell us. Maybe somebody will submit some.
Okay. there is a PHP method, and I think it's a string compare method, that the PHP script hangs, and there's an actual termination point on the server that after 180 seconds, if... the script hasn't finished, the server terminates the script and replies back with an error. And there's a certain function in the PHPB code that is hanging and causing that trip and not going on. I don't know. The function is called strc something something. What?
Oh, I know what that is.
if anyone knows,
I think if you back up the SQL and then you delete the MX24 file, it'll work.
That's all. Dude, you need.
And I'm also
that sounds really good. Actually, I think you should do that.
Next one is tomorrow. He tries it. If tomorrow there's no Podtag.
What screen is it not loading in? Because I'm trying to find the source code, because I know quite a bit about HTML as well.
It's PHP, not HTML.
Oh, it's PHP, okay. Well, no wonder I couldn't find anything wrong with it.
Yep.
It's service-side stuff. I have a support out on the PHP BB community forums as well.
Oh, okay.
No help there.
I'll get my web design teacher to help with this.
That's what's up.
That'll help. Yes. That's for sure.
So, yeah, that's the status, so we're trying to get it figured out as quick as possible. But
ooh, that's not
go good. Ahead and do the next one.
All right. Punxsutawney Phil says, "Gentlemen, I can't think of anything to submit. The last 2 weeks were great, and thanks for accepting my friend requests. Well, aside from G. Lewis, who hasn't accepted it yet.
Sorry for the red meat.
Well, to the main point of my submission. You keep on fragging crazy midgets, noobs who Duststorm tries to snipe, but they say that...
It's unacceptable.
Unacceptable? Okay. And make him sit in the naughty corner of the fail.
It's unacceptable.
Which they scuttle without telling him. But he's rescued by a flying Nene, and they ride off into a sunset into their purple tandem folding bike of despair. But wind up at Maka's, owned by Macchio, who suddenly... Macchio, who suddenly ambushes them, but is hit by a truck. Wow. That is being driven by Vito, the alpaca proceeds to get beaten down by a bottle of fart juice wielded by Super Tranny, who gives a timeout.
What the heck?
Okay.
Interesting.
Those Aussies are nuts.
I heard on the forums or something that he was putting this together.
That's not Punxsutawney. That's someone else.
Was it?
Yes.
All right. Well, shout out to everyone, to every podtacular guy on my friends list.
Wait. What a gal.
Yeah, what about that? Well, I guess he only has boyfriends, but...
Yeah,
which
yeah,
is
yeah.
Captain Pat, right. Dustin. I guess Oz, Ads Will Fit, and not G. Lewis, because when I sent him, when I sent this in, he wasn't my friend yet. Wow. That's cool.
We're not friends.
Okay, you get a shout out too.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Are you frenemies?
Definitely I'm not trying to be a frenemy, but I would love to accept the friend. I can go to Xbox.com and accept it. Maybe I'll go do that.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable. With the not icon, though.
That's unacceptable.
With the not icon, though. That was hilarious.
Yeah. Those Aussies were awesome.
That was great.
It was hard to hear them sometimes because they were always talking over each other.
What is it you can't face?
It was pretty bad.
It was
bad in a good way. The good bad.
Crap.
Or bad in a good way.
Ooh.
Or good in a bad way.
Bad to the bone.
Or bad in a really good way.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move on to the customs and creations part of the show.
Yes, we will.
Never heard that part before.
Okay.
What? Okay. No. All right. So Dragon635 says, "Hey, Podtacular, it's Dragon635. Third submission. It's going to be about my maps. While this is customs and creations, just as G. Lewis suggested, I'm going to purposely have wrong spelling at certain times."
Aww,
I tried that once.
You're welcome.
Exceptions are obvious words such as I, me, as, a, etc. Okay.
Cedric.
Yeah. And the names of my maps. No offense to my peers, but I took their mistakes and used it on here. That's what I do all the time. Remember, this is on purpose.
He spelled them all wrong.
Whatever you say.
He spelled everything wrong.
Must have been a lot of mistakes. All right. I have a few maps, and I would want to show you guys today.
Well, hi.
I got a infection map and a racetrack, and possibly a capture the flag map. And
oh,
I have
a few maps I want to show you guys today. Oh. I have an infection map and retract.
I have
a capture the fag map.
I did not know this map until now. Capture the
right there. I also have a map which makes the elephants fly in Sandtrap. Well, elephant on Sandtrap fly. Okay. Well, I'm dyslexic. One up, first up. the infection.
Hey, infection.
I was gonna say, who got a one up? Is named Hide and Seek 7. Oh wow, how many drafts did you go through before that?
Yeah.
It's like, make sure to make 7.1 and 2. Yeah. It has a game type known as Hide and Seek 7. Okay. It is a map in which zombies invade the sky bubble. Check out the rest of my map and your gameplay. There is a hidden rocket launcher.
Ooh.
Okay. Better find out where that is.
Yeah.
Both the racetrack and capture the flag map is currently being worked on by me.
Yeah.
Which he is Dragon 635. Next time I will make a map that can be used for real matches. All of them will be on my file share with game types. All of them are awesome. Gamertag Dragon 635. Check them out. Shout outs to all Podtacular Crew, Crypto, Who Doesn't Come Back, Atlantic Knight, and all my other Xbox Live homies. I'm sure I'm in there. No. Keep on fragging insurance companies that call me, telling me that I'm in danger.
Yeah, I hate those guys too.
Why does that sound so familiar?
I have a cell phone for a reason.
You're in danger. You need insurance.
You need a
sandwich.
You need insurance on your air.
I know it was turkey, but jeez.
There is an anvil right over your head at this moment. Except this, we will drop it.
They're calling me at work now, telling me that my car warranty is about to expire, and I'm thinking, no, it's not.
Then you get out there and your car's smashed, and it's just like, okay. I guess they were right.
No, I got like a 6-year warranty, and they're calling me after 2 saying that it's expired.
It's just spammers.
Yep. Maybe they meant 6-year.
I hate
in,
that
like,
company that calls me about that my car warranty is going out of date soon.
See?
I get that one at least once a week.
And it's coming from Canada, too, those darn Canadians.
Oh, darn Canadians.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I guess they have free phone service up there or something.
Lance, anyway. Not your number or something.
We got next up, we got T-Bone110, and he writes, and I hope this is how you submit customs and creations. Well, I guess we're going to find out. Anyway, this is T-Bone110 submitting my new map called Holdout. I created Holdout on Sandbox in the Crypt, named after Crypto. It consists of a fort for the Humans. The entrance to the fort is guarded by 2 Taurons. If the zombies get past them, they will find themselves in a big room full of assault rifles, special assault rifles, which are BRs, a super special assault rifle, aka sniper, and an exploding spatula launcher, aka the rocket launcher. I like that. If the zombies do reach this room, the humans have the option of heading upstairs or going to the teleporter. If they go upstairs, they will find a big room guarded by plasma cannons. It also has sentinel beams and a spatula. If they went through the teleporter, they would find themselves in a small room full of short guns. Or shotguns. Shotgun. Sorry, it's supposed to be one word, buddy. The small room is balanced because of its tight spaces. That's what she said. Use the left for 5.
Aww.
L45 game type if you play on this. I thought I was going to put Left 4 Dead. I don't know. L45 game type if you play on this R map. Keep on fragging CK, Passler, Lazier, and Demolition.
Demolition.
With exploding spatula launchers.
Wow.
That was awesome.
There you go.
Look at job, T-Bone.
Assault. It looks like asphalt.
Asphalt?
Sorry. I'm just kidding.
Interesting.
I just wanted to get saying asphalt.
Yeah.
The zoopies.
The zoopies.
Anyway, thanks, T-Bone10. I will check. Well, you gotta... some people are actually have sent me their creations and stuff. I actually want people to send them more so I can check them out. So if people could send us them, we would check them out. I mean, I would if I have a red ring, but you know, I think it'd be a good idea if you guys send us your stuff so we can check them out. Check.
Check it out. What? Yeah.
Yeah. Chucky. What? Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, maybe they could include a link in their email to us.
Oh, yes. All the people
when they hit the green button, they could include a link to their file share so we could download it faster and try it out.
Post in the show notes, man.
Yes, then it would be in the show notes. That would be awesome. Okay, so Noah G says, "Hey, PodTech, I'm a huge fan of your podcasts and have a good map slash game type for you. It's Search and Destroy from Call of Duty 4. Oh, interesting. You have to collect the bomb and bring it to one of the enemy generators, shrines, pillars, etc. I'm going to make more maps for it. And my next one is going to be on Sandbox. My gamer tag is the Blood Hud. So the Blood, H-U-D. Keep on fragging evil pink zombie bunnies who spew fart juice, who eat purple carrots, which function as mutant steroids.
I want some of them.
So
the carrots, that is. The carrots.
I have a question about this one. Maybe Noah can write us back, or if you guys know, can you make two different arming points?
Yes.
Yeah.
What
map has it standard on assault?
None.
No, two. Yeah. Two for the same team.
Yes, you can. Because yeah. I'm currently making a game type called Counter-Strike. From Counter-Strike, obviously. And I have three separate bomb points that you can plant it.
Nice.
What?
Ghost Town.
I really enjoyed Search and Destroy in Call of Duty 4, so...
I could have swore that there was one that's on top and bottom of a certain spot in a map.
No, all the default maps only have one plant.
Oh, okay. Agree with Halo 2 or something, I don't know.
Maybe.
Nice. Well, thank you, Noah G.
Thank you, Machaya, the Blood Hood. Next one comes from Wakashi?
Wakashi.
I guess that's how you say that.
Wakashi!
What's up, Thahup?
Oh, boy, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, what is this? T-U-H-U-P?
Thup.
What's up, Thup?
I'm not... We'll see where this goes.
Maybe he went to put shut up, but he forgot the S and spelled it wrong.
I'm not sure. This is my first submission to your show. I like the show because to me it reflects Halo 3 in a way it rarely has graphic dialogue and it reaches. What? Am I missing something here? What's going on? I heard G. Lewis say something.
Sorry, I thought I put it on mute. Keep going. Oh,
okay. Back to the submission. I like this show because to me it reflects Halo 3 in a way it rarely has graphic dialogue and it reaches out to a broader crowd than what the game's rating is suggested to be. Anyway, I have a map on the crypt on Sandbox that I call Fort Drybones. It is an asymmetrical map that has an outline section and a midsection, which are divided by walls of blocks that have some ramps and walkthroughs between the two sections. The midsection, or courtyard, has a sword, a trip mine, a bubble shield, a drainer on a high platform. The scenery consists of fusion coils resting on the sides and a gravity lift which I've used plenty of times to see over the walls in case of an ambush or to get to other places faster. There's a rocket launcher. I added that one in there. At the top of the fort's main entrance and the Spartan laser on the opposite corner. The outlying exterior for the map has the red and blue bases, a sniper at the red base and a shotgun at the blues. There are two power-ups that are within equal reach of both teams. There is an invis and a tunnel on one corner and an overshield on the other. There is plenty of rifles scattered on the map also. This map is good for FFA, Team Slayer, Multi-Flag, and Koth, or King of the Hill. This version of the map is in my file share, but unfortunately it is not the version I am completely satisfied with. I fixed up the map's geometry and weapon placement based on feedback I got about the version I'm submitting. My 360's disk drive is screwed up for some reason, so I can't play Halo or anything on the disk unless I play on my friend's Xbox. I'll switch to the old version of this map with a new one as soon as I can. I was just about to apologize for this long entry saying, I'm sorry, I know I said blank, blank, blank. But then I remembered that joke that Master Chief made to the Arbiter after his long explanation about how the heroic map pack should have been free. I hope most people that are listening to this podcast have the time to check out my map. P.S. Keep Halo before Xbox breaks like mine. It actually sounds like a good map.
Yeah, it does. It's very well explained.
It is. Which
I just don't like it that one side is a sniper and one side's got a shotgun. I think both sides.
Is that what it said? Wow.
Well, it's asymmetrical.
Oh, okay. Okay. So just like there's no sniper in there's no sniper in the base on high ground, but there is a Spartan laser.
Right, and there's a sniper outside down by the beach on high ground.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm sure he tried to balance it out as well as possible.
So, interesting.
I mean, from what he submitted, it sounds like a good map.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds all right. Yeah.
So, Demaku, you're up next.
All right, let's hear this one out. This is to...
From.
This is from Shining Phoenix 4.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy all. It's me, the shining magical bird of Xbox Live, who loves the feel of bubbles on his feathers.
That's weird.
Oh my goodness. I would ask if there are any Australians whose gamer tag is anything to do with the bird, contact me to join my Aussie Birds team, and we will play all different types of matchmaking games.
Well, I guess there's pretty much everything in Halo nowadays.
Now to my customs and creations. Well, hang on. I actually know a guy with a bird name. His name is BigBird856, but he's not actually from Australia, but if that's any help, well, that's his name.
Okay.
Some of you guys might like obstacle courses, so I'm making an obstacle course for teams of two. So basically it's a 2v2 race where each obstacle you have to work as a team to complete. I am 99% sure that no one can complete this course by themselves. This, of course, will test players to the abilities with blind sniper challenges, extreme mongoose tricks and courses, jumping, and many more. I hope you guys enjoy my team course.
Wow.
Shoutouts to guys... Well, shout-outs to my school buddies, Fungus, Oz, okay, and Mini Phoenix, Zombie Guy 5, and hi to other Xbox Live friends like Gutsy Kyle, Science 117, and any one of my friends. Keep on fragging trucks that wear anus armor when they go to get an ice block while in the middle of recording a podcast.
Oh boy. My truck better stop putting on that armor, I guess.
That would be a lot of fun for a truck.
Do people still go and get ice blocks?
I guess in Aussie land they do. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
Interesting.
Very, very interesting.
I get the next one, right?
Go for it.
All right, the next one is FunnyBoy78, and he writes in, Hello, you know, everybody. It's Funny.
You know, he's a funny boy.
Yeah, he's quite funny. Yeah. And he's writing in on the Facebook.
Did Matt be that bit last week?
I think he misspelled things on purpose as well. Hey, Matt, me and my friend, me and my friends made for PayPal like me and my friends. I'm talking about stupid people who like to be dumb. Okay, anyway. This map is named Angry Neighbors, LOL Felbo. Basically, this is how it goes. There's a hick, a.k.a. the redneck or the guy from Georgia, with a small crappy house and a nuclear reactor that can... Also, there's a rich man with a two-story house and a teleporter that takes you to a small house in the middle of the Guardians by the skull. And finally, there's Brian's house. We never got around to figuring his house out because he joined in the middle of the match and started randomly building it. I have it on my file share, so there's a whole bunch of stuff in a random house. Shout outs go to Integrated Graphics, my motherboard, my crappy keyboard, my medium quality soundboard, Duststorm, Tricky J, Raza 119, White_light1, and of course the Duststorm Productions team. Currently himself and Dusty and White Light, which should be pretty awesome. Oh boy. keep on fragging retarded hobo midgets who try to make a ride on the failboat but don't have enough money for the ride, so they hitch a ride on a truck carrying folding bikes, covard, and fart juice. Meanwhile, in another part of town, Dusty is having a happy life with a young college student. He is taking a walk on a lovely afternoon when he looks at his watch to see what time it is. That's when he realizes it's been stolen. He falls to his knees and shouts to the world, Why? He goes into a deep state of depression.
Oh, that's not good.
He is so depressed that when he plays Funny Boy Guitar Hero, he loses as all Cephas. He bygones drinking. He begins drinking. The only thing he has left is his computer as it slowly becomes devoured by a Trojan downloader. Oh, he realizes that there is nothing left for him on this earth. He grabs his gun, but just when he is ready to fire, the doorbell rings. He opens the door, looks to the ground, and there lying waiting for him is his watch and a new copy of it of an antivirus broker. He jumps with joy. He wears his watch proudly once more as he installs the antivirus program, which eradicates the Trojan downloader. They usually don't actually work that way. He starts kicking boys, bam, at Guitar Hero once more. All's well.
Wow. I can't believe out of a 2-day segment, he managed to come out with a keep on fragging that long.
Yeah. And I'm sure he was typing that on his iPhone, so it probably took forever.
Forever. Dang. I think I'm too dedicated sometimes. Oh no.
Holy crap.
We have some submitters that are just all out crazy.
That was awesome. The map name is Angie Nabars.
Nabars. Neighbors.
Yeah, I want to see Brian's house. See what that's all about.
I was like, and there's just random house somewhere.
Probably get like half, of them.
But sometimes those maps actually just turn out interesting. It's like you just start forging randomly, you have people come in, and then you start going, and it's like we could actually make something out of this.
Probably.
So.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. There's a lot of those knots, but. On the rare occasion that there is.
Okay, so should I get ODST EJY again?
Yes. Yeah, unless you want me to read it. I can read it.
I read his thing up above, but I'll read his thing here too.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Well, ODST EJY says, basically, I made a pretty sweet one-flag map. The defense spawn in the castle area.
It's Mushroom Kingdom.
So is this like fat? Yeah. Is this like
yet,
a fat princess thing?
Yes.
This is from
Donkey Kong.
Have you guys heard of that game Fat Princess?
Oh yeah, I heard.
It's a game type fat.
A lot of people talking about that.
No, it's a PS3 game that's a like capture the flag, but there's a princess that's the flag, and you you defend her by feeding her more cake so she gets
What happens if you don't feed her cake?
Then she's skinnier and she's easier for the enemy to pick up and steal. So you make her heavier so that she's harder to steal. Look it up on YouTube.
I have to say, that sounds like the most retarded game ever.
Look it up on YouTube, Fat Princess. It's pretty interesting.
I guess Pain is pretty bad, too.
Yeah, Pain is nuts.
Pain is freaking hilarious.
Fat Princess is this sounds good.
Anyway, continue.
Okay, so the defense spawn in the castle area. This is basically a huge circle of walls with two towers on the side and one opening with a shield door on it. There is a tank propped up on scaffoldings that I put two walls on the side of it so it doesn't move. Okay. So basically it's like a cannon, right? Whoosh. This castle has a few weapons in it. The offense has a banshee and some mongooses. That and some heavy weapons and a ton of cover. There is a teleporter in some cover. I'll let you find out where they go. Just a hint, it leads two other ways. Okay.
Ooh, two receivers.
Ooh, secrets. My gamer tag is EJY126SVLEE.
Okay. Wow.
So he has like three different usernames. Interesting.
Interesting. Oh, yes.
So it's on his file share. Sorry for the long submission, guys. Keep on fragging trucks that frag G. Lewis because he is so pro because he uses his special AR to kill all of Straight Rippin', triggers down, and final boss with 1 3-round burst.
What's up?
Then Macchio comes along and G shows how much more pro he is than Macchio.
Ooh.
By eating more hot dogs.
Macchio's
by nom-nomming hot dogs more than Macchio's entire squad of hot dog eaters.
Yes.
But then G gets so fat he farts out all his fart juice, which I take to trick midgets. That it's my signature ponage cream.
That's nasty.
They all die, and I ride off the edge of Rat's Nest, laughing on Fumo's folding bike. Yeah.
That's nasty.
Shout outs to the Never Back Down clan, A-plus Machinima Productions, and a Noob's Guide to Halo blog. Well, thank you again.
Very nice.
For that submission.
Some of these keep on fragments are getting interesting.
Yeah, that's one word for it.
Yes, that is one word for it. So, I'm going to go ahead and take the next two since they're short. Rice Snack Roz writes in, "Hello everyone, I'm here to tell you about my upcoming map. It is a remake of Boarding Action from Halo CE."
So you're writing about a future creation?
I'm assuming so, yes.
Apparently.
It is only a rough make, but it is coming along nicely. If you want to help, please PM me. Shadows
not
to...
equal enough.
Not equal enough.
Yeah. Stop being naughty. Not nice.
That's unacceptable. Shoutouts to Arbitation, Fungus Oz, Fisherman Q, Chucky J, G. Lewis with all the deep.
And friends.
Deathstorm's new title, drumroll please, the failed captain. Blah.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
It's a train.
A double fail. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. No. But, yes. Rice Snack Roz over and out.
Is out. All his bit.
The next one comes from the Evil Wombat. He says, "Hi, the Evil Wombat here with first submission. Another listener from across the pond.
Everybody Scotland. Lives in England.
Scotland, to be exact.
Scotland. That's where the Open Championship was played. Actually, we went to Ireland.
I spend a lot of time in Forge creating screenshots. I'm pretty proud of them. If I say so myself, they are in my file share. I'm also in the middle of creating a map in the Sky Bubble in Sandbox. I call it Space Sphere. You start in a medium-sized sphere with the other players. It is covered in man cannons and grav lifts, which bounce you around the sphere while you try to stick your opponents after 3 minutes. Fusion coils spawn to take out the remaining players till there's one left.
It's cool.
It will be in my file share soon. Sorry for the lengthy submission. P.S. The Aussies were freaking hilarious last week. T.E.W. signing out.
The evil wombats.
Indeed.
Oh, so that sounds cool.
I'm trying to visualize it, how exactly he has a sphere. I guess he just took a bunch of tiles and made a sphere out of it.
He just keeps throwing you around.
So, yes. Domaku, your turn.
The evil wombat. Hi, the evil wombat here.
Just did that
submission.
Just did that one.
Just doesn't matter.
We just did that one.
Oh wait, oh okay, my bad.
Use the force, gosh.
Hey, force powers are off for the night. Rabid diarrhea here. It is rabid diarrhea here, and I'm glad you guys like my gamer tag from the Halo Wars episode with a custom map and game type. My Fry End, and I made a Foundry map variant of the popular shipment with a couple of additions. There is random weapons around the map, like an old school mode, including a sniper, special assault rifle, and a carbine, and right in the middle, a shotgun with a lot of ammo. The game type is old school mode, which has the same health and jumping ability as the COD version. Both are most likely in my file share, and if not, then it will be shortly. Thanks to LaserJSC, GameMaster042, and XTC Exitums for working on the map with me. Keep on fragging suicide grunts and people who make fun of your gamer tag in the pregame lobby and get owned by me in the game.
So if they make fun of me, my gamer tag, and then you own them, does that still count?
I don't know.
I don't know who would make fun of G. Lewis, though. That's just...
It's such a small name.
It'd be a tough thing to do.
Ooh.
There's a capital letter in your name. It's fail.
Everybody calls me Glewis.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
I don't know. It's just Chucky calls me.
It's like a nickname, I guess.
Chucky! Sock. Is Chucky here? Chucky.
I think he fell asleep on us.
Sorry, somehow I muted myself.
Oh.
Fail.
Very into this.
Yay! I failed. I was yelling at Glewis, but he wasn't listening to me.
What?
You know why?
I was yelling.
Because I was muted. Okay. Soccer sack. This is my second post. Yay! So I have a customs and creations. Well, me and my friend were playing on Narrows, and we decided to have a zombie map. So we deleted all the objects and spawn points, except for the 4 or 5 in the very back. So we leave those and put a two-way teleporter on both sides in the middle of the spawn point for one reason. So the zombie could go through it and sneak up on the humans if they forgot about the teleporter. And then we piled up all the weapons we could on the bridge on the bottom level of the map. And that my Keep custom, and that's my custom and creation. So keep on fragging truck and bam said the lady quote from Nathan Fillion. Woo! Bye.
That was
okay. Bam, said the lady.
Quote.
Quote, unquote. Nathan Fillion for the win.
I've never seen that.
Yay.
Oh, you need to listen to the Bungie podcast.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was in there.
Oh, yeah.
Which was,
bam,
that was a good episode.
Said the lady.
That was a good episode.
Yes,
I enjoyed it.
Did I put that on my Twitter?
I think you did.
Yeah, I think I did put it on my Twitter.
Maybe you put it on there and then didn't listen to it.
He tweeted and did not hear his tweet.
Well, you know, that Twitter will rot your teeth.
G. Lewis, you're up.
Yeah, it says, this isn't your mother's Halo.
Right.
Here we got Uba Leet Pauna. Here. He says, me and my homeboys were be making some maps on the sandboxes. I got the kill ball. You try to hit everyone's warthogs in the hole. That is what she said. The last ones alive is the winner. And so until next time.
Yeah, I downloaded a map like that and wanted to try it out, but I haven't tried it out yet. So
it's a kill ball.
That'd be cool.
So it's in Forge, I guess?
Or yeah, wait, it's in the sky bubble, and there's a bunch of warthogs that can drive toward you. You basically it's a demolition derby, and you try and push each other off the sides.
Is this like Sacrifice on Lava Pit?
I don't know.
Sounds Lava Pit's like a, you have a square platform, and there's a hole in the middle with kill balls.
Holy
you try
crap.
To knock people either off the sides or knock them into the middle, and there's trip mines.
This is the longest keep on fragging ever.
Take a deep breath, G. Lewis.
I don't know how, huh. It looks like he put it in there twice. I just it looks like he accidentally put it in there twice.
Oh, yeah, he did. Okay.
It's not really that long. I think the second one's longer. So, the other one has a JK.
No, the second one just has a JK on it. So just read one of them. I'll fix it.
It's spelled a little differently. Okay, guys, here comes for Uba Leet Pauna. This is his. Keep on fragging. He told me to take a deep breath before I do it, so I will. Okay. Keep on fragging the vomit juice that is made from Cortana when she saw a Master Chief fishing store called Masturbators. Okay. Who fishes for noobs in the mystical land of noob cakes where the water is green because the noobs make too much vomit juice and where the dinos run along happily with seven woods and say, Nombars! I bone Leet with the special rocket while Rusty... Does he mean Dusty?
I don't know.
Well, Rusty gets bagged and called a super nub that the nubs call nubs. Because the recon cow got made them
what
not,
the heck?
Made them not got recons. Bunzies says no's recons for the dinos, and the dinos got Angry's rated Bungie Studios, but the security guy Jerome, who's hilarious.
Yeah, Jerome is awesome.
He was very cool. I'm waiting for him to come back on.
Is Uba Beast and pones the dinos with his super asteroid attack that makes the dinos go Uba Angry. That pones frogs kings from the Uba Leet Masturbator store.
What the heck?
Duel with the Arbiters because the Arbiters was a dino and got pwned. So if you just put Z at the end of all your words, it makes a great keep on.
I'll remember that at work tomorrow.
Next thing you know, you see.
Now look back and think about the time that you waited. Reading this post, you feel defeated, right? Ah, the Uba Leet Pauna has won the battle, so until next time. He just... he writes it again. I don't know
no, just leave it out. Just leave it out.
Nabar.
Very, very interesting.
We're not even halfway done yet. Holy crap.
I'm going to, for time's sake, I'm going to read the next three, and then we'll...
Will you mind if I read Obsidian Chaos's? I just met him today, and I was going to, you know...
Do what?
You mind if I read Obsidian's because I just met him today?
Yeah,
so,
go for it.
All right. I'm proud to announce. Well, this is from Obsidian Chaos. Okay. I'm proud to announce I finally finished my Foundry Halo Tracks map. It took about 10 to 5 hours, including 2 hours 15. Just geo. Well, 10 to 15 hours, including 2 hours just geo merging a stupid stairway into the ground just right. Anyways, it's called Turns and Burns, and it will be in my file share soon. I need to renew Bungie Pro. The chaos is signing out.
Bungie Pro. I've never really found the purpose for Bungie Pro.
More file share!
Well, yeah, but it just doesn't seem worth 800 points.
Oh, it is. It is.
Oh, it's only 750.
750. Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad.
It's only 350.
It's discounted.
Only 350.
It's
350.
It's good unless you buy it before they make a new map pack, because I bought it a few months ago, and then they make this new map pack, so I bought it for nothing. It's just, I'm thinking, wow. I don't know if they extend it or not, but it's just...
I could care less.
This isn't your mother's Halo. That's all I gotta say.
So the next one we have comes from T-Bird 007. He says, hey, T-Bird here again, hoping not to be the last submission again, but anyways, let's get on my map. Well, I don't have Xbox Live, or as I've started to call it, the G-Box after G. Lois, the best host.
I am awesome. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Check I don't think I'm going to rename my Xbox after you. I'm sorry.
I'm not going there.
Got to. I will. First person to give me the proof that they have a big G over their X on their Xbox. It's gonna be... I'll give them something. I don't
it's know etched in there. But I made a map on Snowbound called... Drum roll, please. Oops. Snowbounds is just a better version of Snowbound with plasma turrets and green guns. I hope that you guys don't get mad at me for calling the Xbox the G-Box. Anyway, keep on fragging hosts and guests that send in their own submissions. Except G. Lewis. He's cool.
Yeah.
I think we need to have a Podtacular sumo wrestling tournament to find out
Ooh.
Who actually is the best host.
Ooh.
Uh oh.
This is a wrestling match and not a Halo face off because I would lose. Yeah. I would lose very quickly. And I probably have size over G. Lewis, so.
Really? How tall are you?
6'5".
Whoa, okay. I'm
6'2". I figured you were tall, but I didn't know you were that tall.
6'5", about 250.
What the hell? Jesus Christ. You might win. I played football for a few years, so maybe.
Next one we have comes from the Slayer Mayor. He says, hey, the Slayer Mayor is here with a custom and creation. It is not mine, but it's really good. It's called Pearl Harbor, I think.
Thanks.
You think you know what the name of your map is?
Well, he said it's not really his.
Oh.
So, It's on Avalanche and the Apennines. I'm guessing that's supposed to be Japanese. This is the Apennines. Stop!
Those darn Japs.
People get banshees and hornets while the Americans are on a ship which floats over the edge of Avalanche. They have a non-movable tank, a bunch of heavy machine guns, and some rockets. The goal of the game is to plant the bomb on the ship and watch it explode. That is it, and I'm sure you'll be able to find it at Bungie.net. Keep on biking folds. Oh, and I'll switch to that one.
Towels.
Uh-huh. Biking folds.
Nice.
Interesting. So, next one, and then I'll let someone else take the next one after that. That lol guy. Interesting. I guess that's a lols. This is my second submission. Not sure if I was on the last episode or not. I haven't listened yet, but I most likely would have by the time this episode is out. So I'm submitting about a map and game type that I created on Sandbox. The game type is OMFG, and the map is WTF. Original, nonetheless, I guess. Basically, all players are invincible. You have 300% speed and 50% gravity. Sounds newbie, but the objective of the game type is to hit the other players with your grav hammer into kill balls. This is actually sounding interesting. The map is randomly littered with explosives and a teleporter to make gameplay more risky. The four kill balls are placed on the corners of the crypt, and the teleporter is in the middle, which leads into any of the four kill balls.
Well, that sounds fun.
That actually does sound fun. This map was originally created as something to do while I was bored, but I have received fairly positive feedback. It is up in my file share. My GT is that little guy. No spaces. Keep on fragging midget trucks that have giant laser cannons on their heads that turn people into lumpy Harry Pineapples.
Oh, jeez.
That's favorite pastime is playing Gears of Halo Theft Auto 5. Very nice. Play on words. I like
Yay!
It.
Yeah, yeah.
The woot is on fire.
The woot.
The woot.
I lit it on fire. Yes, I lit words yes. on fire.
The woot.
With the force.
The woot is on fire.
Yeah.
We don't give a let the motherfucker burn.
What? Domaku, you can take the next one.
Sure thing. Cold Killer 119.
Cold
says,
Killer!
Cold Killer! Oh, bloody.
What's up, PodTac? I have a creation for you all on Orbital. It is a small racetrack which starts and finishes at the rocket spawn. If you want to download it, it will be on my file share soon. My gamer tag is Cold Killer 19, space between cold, space between killer, and no spaces between 119. Shout out to Raza 119, BB Boy, oh BBOY 115, Kid Brent, everyone at Podtacular, and the one and only King of Sandwiches, G. Lewis, aka God.
Oh,
keep on fragging.
I don't know about that.
No. No.
Keep on fragging. Fumo Jive.
Maybe the god of MLGZ.
No, sandwiches.
Maybe.
No.
King. Was it, I'm the king of sandwiches, so
he might
says
be, he might
Cha-Cha.
Be the goddess of sandwiches, but I don't think he's no god. Keep on fragging Fumo Jive, who hate midgets because he is actually a midget killer off ski.
Maybe. It's kind of like those guys who say they hate girls, but they really
may
like
just
them.
Be.
Say they hate him?
Possible. But.
Possibly?
I've seen him, so I've shook his hand. He's shorter than me, but he's not short. Actually, I think he's shorter than me. I don't remember, actually. Anyway, we got next one we got here. Raza 119, the man of the hour everybody's been waiting for. What's up, Podtacular? I have a custom game type for you. Called Random. Basic, I'm guessing he means it's called random, and he forgot to put a period. And he writes, and basically it's a FFA Slayer with random weapons, infinite ammo, and you can't pick up weapons. First, if it works well with 4 to 10 people, it works well on Guardian, Blackout, Cold Storage, and Assembly. Any chance you guys can have me on the show sometime, he's wondering. I guess, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. I was surprised. I was just like, what?
Pulled you out of a hat?
Yeah.
Good shout out to B-Boy 115, Kid Brent, Mushu 736, Luigi is Legend, Ninja Lemon 007, Jelly Bean 247, and the rest of my amazing clan. Shout outs to again. Funny Boy, Giffy Boy, Stommy Please, Lancelot, Chuck J. Distrum, and the King of Sandwiches himself, G. Lewis.
Wow, you got a double take on that one.
Oh, boy. Keep on stricken? Keep on sticking, G. Lewis, because he is the King of Sandwiches, and I want to be the king. I want to be king.
That's what she said.
Keep on fragging the pit and epitaph, cause they are crappy maps. The pit is not a crappy
map. I wouldn't say epitaph is a bad map, just you can't.
I very much dislike epitaph.
I can't even say it's true. Epipin.
That map is just crazy delicious.
It's delicious, yo.
Yo.
It tastes so well.
They love my cupcakes. They're in epitaph.
I love them, the king of sandwiches.
Next map I make.
Sandwich.
Cupcake stand on epitaph.
I like the sandwiches. Give me the sandwiches. Oh, we saved the best for last. Look at that.
Chucky, it's your turn. For a fungus. Oh,
stop muting yourself.
Hey. Sorry, I've got the coughing spell, so.
So let's one around.
Okay, so Fungus Oz. I don't want any of that. I'm sorry.
No.
That's
Let's talk about the Australian port, not the fungus port.
Right. Yeah, correct.
Hey, fellow Podtachians, this is the cause of athlete's foot riding in with a cool custom racetrack for y'all. Is y'all like an Australian word? Because I don't hear it that much.
I don't know. I hear it in Georgia every fucking like minutes.
I'm kidding. Gainesville is very southern.
Yeah, Gainesville is pretty trash. Not all of it. Not all of it. But not, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Some of it is. We agree. Some of it is. Would you not agree?
We have some small towns on the outskirts of Gainesville.
Smackdown.
Well, let's put it that way. It is called Distortion and is in Sandbox's Sky Bubble. Although it is only 80% complete, it seems to be shaping up well.
That's good.
I have fashioned it in such a way that it is different most times you finish a lap. As on each of the two super jumps, the four mana cannons are placed differently. Go up one from a certain angle and you will land upside down. Find the right angle for the right man cannon and you will land perfectly without losing any forward momentum, giving you an edge. There is also a section where one path is slower but gives you extra weapons for battle tracks, i.e. Needler, Trip Mine, and Plasma, I Stole Your Pistola. That has to be one of the cooler, at least to me, the cooler MLG names.
Yes.
I Stole Your Pistola.
Yeah.
G. Lewis will crack that code if it is too hard for you to solve, Dusty.
Just so you know.
Actually, Chucky did it for me instead.
Yeah, wow.
You're welcome.
And I did manage to crack that code by myself.
Said if.
This map has taken about 4 hours to make and will probably take one or two more. It will be in my file share soon. Keep on fragging Munchkins who hijacked Fumo's folding bike and made him summon the power of Nene upon that little person.
The power of Nene compelling.
Who just wanted lollipops to feed his starving guild. As in the lollipop guild. The lollipop guild. After Fumo realized the wrong he had done, he tied himself to a train track and died.
Oh.
That's not good.
Oh, no, sir.
Was that on Terminal? If that was on Terminal.
Maybe he got caught.
Yep. Watch out for that train on Terminal. It's bad news.
Yeah.
But his ghost forever haunts Shotgun Friendly and everyone else who thought S-P-N-K-R was pronounced Spunker, chanting Spanker, Spanker, Spanker whilst they sleep. This is the fun guy from the land of Maccas signing off.
Maccas.
I got me some Maccas today. It was really good.
What'd you get? Big chicken?
No, I got the Angus burger.
The
bacon Angus burger.
The Baconator?
Oh, no. The Baconator's full of grease. More grease than Maccas puts on there.
I'm really a Chick-fil-A kind of guy.
Oh, yes, me too.
I'm a Sonic person.
What? That's just expensive. I do like the popcorn chicken.
I know. The best place ever for sandwiches has to be Schlotzky's. I know it's really expensive, but they're so good.
Jeez, Firehouse is good.
Schlotzky's.
When we got a Subway in the hospital, everybody went there. Like the first day.
I bet.
It was a half hour wait to get your food.
Wow.
Because we had been hearing that it was going to open for like 6 months.
Oh, I bet. Boy. I bet. Yeah. That's
anyways.
We have a Subway at our school, and the sandwiches they make are not Subway sandwiches.
Yeah, they do Quiznos in mine.
We have Quiznos nearby, and it's pretty good.
It's expensive for Quiznos. The best deal around is Lenny's Shub Shop here in Kennesaw.
Very nice.
I bet it's good.
Next submission we have is from Chicken Foot 089. He writes in, "Hey, Podtacular, the only current fully Irish person on the site.
How do you know that?
I bet he's right, though.
There's a guy from Scotland, so he has a neighbor.
Scotland Yard.
You may have seen that I have been missing for the last month, but I am still in Yosemite, land of non-flowing connections.
Apparently he's here in the States.
Yeah, Yosemite.
And didn't tell us.
Yeah, no, he told us. He told us.
Yosemite, land of the non-flowing connections.
Yeah, he told us. He told us in his last submission. He told us.
Oh, okay. I was about to be insulted.
The Foot will be back in next week, posting normally and playing too. Sorry for my absence, but the good news is that I have an iTouch and headphones with a speaker in them. See ya real soon.
Nice.
See ya, buddy.
Keep on getting chased by a deer in Yosemite. Shout outs to the Q, show host, Rosa19, Samer S60, and other people who I may have forgotten on the friends list. P.S. If anyone has removed me from their friends list, can I send you new ones?
I guess.
Friend requests.
I haven't deleted you, but yes.
I haven't deleted you either, I don't think. Sorry I submitted late for the show. If you have, read it if you want. You have not submitted late, sir. You are on the show. Yay.
Congratulations. That's, you are the winner.
Goodbye. Oh, I mean, that's one. You are the weakest link.
Goodbye. Domaku, next one for you.
This is from Farmer Elmo. Yeah, you should get with my,
Yeah, I get the last one.
Okay. Hey, Podtacular, or, well, Podtac. Farmer Elmo here in Scotland. I am.
Ooh, another Scottish.
Wow.
Anyway, for my map, Unfortunately, it is my friend's map. Very sad face. It is a... Yeah, it is called Old School Z00. It is an infection game on Sandtrap, and the game type is called... The game type is OMG, and it is really fun. It will be on my file share by the time this podcast is out. Or... Is that?
Is that what that is? Who knows?
Hi, I like cans. I collect cans. I crush cans, and I get 20p per kilo. Okay.
What?
What's
their currency in Scotland?
Pounds, I think.
No, it's probably 20p, because I think pound has a different symbol.
Yeah, but I don't know if he had the symbol on his keyboard.
Right.
I mean, unless it's LBS, I don't think it's.
LBS.
I doubt it's LBS. I mean,
I doubt a kilo worth of cans is worth 20 pounds. Let me put it that way. It's not that much.
Yeah. Keep on fragging truck noobs who shout veto at every map. And yeah, I am the watch stealer. I need watches to live. Wait a minute. I don't have my watch on. Very unhappy face. Bye. Keep on fragging truck noobs who shout veto at every map. Yeah, I guess he felt like letting us know that twice.
Move that one out there too.
Why is he saying he's the watch stealer?
We have the watch stealer coming up next.
He's not watch stealer.
Someone's got some competition.
Yeah, Farmer Elmo, you need to steal something else or do something else with watches.
Let's see, steal
I was chatting with Stalmy, and he actually requested that. That I would take care of the fact that he said he was a watch stealer. And I told him basically that I'm not going to do that until you give me back my watches.
So, good on you.
Call you there, Stalmy, so give me back my watches. Speaking of which,
he is the last submission we have this week.
Correct.
And he also said his name wrong in his submission, so I can't wait to read it.
Oh, man.
Hey guys, it's the official watch stealer of PodTech. Tommy, please.
Oh no, fail boat.
And he is here with a map. It is called Temple, and it is on Sandbox, like none of the other maps are. It is a pyramid-shaped map. You head up the pyramid in the center, which is a maze by itself. And when you get to the top, you fall into the crypt. The crypt is an extremely thorough, I guess, maze.
But tough.
Okay, never mind. tough maze, but at the end of it, there is a base. This map is a one bomb map, and it is on my file share. Wait, it's one bomb?
Huh.
Wow.
Must be difficult. Well, anyway, keep on fragging G. Lewis, thank you. All of your watches that I steal have kittens on them. Wait, what's wrong with that? And he asked me, what's up with that? Do you have a kitten fetish that you need to tell us about? Yes. Do I have one? Yes. Do we need to explain it? No.
The kittens
very
placed.
Succinct answers.
Hello Kitty. Just
yeah, we go visit G. Lewis at his pad with all his homies, and he's got Hello Kitty stuff all over the place.
Hello Kitty, we boxers I'm wearing right now. What's wrong with that, huh?
Wow.
That's and he's got like a cover on his bed that has Hello Kitty on it. with a Tupac poster, you know, on the wall.
Lil Jon right next to it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Tupac, Lil Jon, and Hello Kitty right next to each other.
That's my three loves.
That's like the most awkward combination of stuff ever.
I'm pretty sure I can think of like three more.
I'm sure you could. But on that note, we're gonna go ahead.
Put JBB up there, it'd be even more.
JBB.
Boo boo.
Before we get sidetracked anymore, wrapping things up, send in your comments, questions, and submissions to podtacular@gmail.com. We can send up your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com. Do what?
New emails.
Not the submission one's still podtacular@gmail.com. Oh. For now. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send your submissions in for next week's show. Imperative, using the big green button.
The big green button. I think we got to make a sound bite for that.
Do we need one?
Like Sega.
The big green button.
Big green button.
I'll get working on that one.
Anywho, just for you guys that don't know, Dustin and I have new email accounts.
Actually,
oh, really?
Yes.
Or I don't know if you want to
are
say.
Are these top secret or what?
No.
No, it's glewis@podtacular.com.
And Dust. I'm deathstorm@podtacular.com.
Woohoo!
Going up in the biz, yo.
Yeah. You guys have arrived now.
Yeah.
Hopefully I've only checked it once.
Now when Marty O'Donnell wants to come on the show, he'll know who... You know, where to email.
Yeah.
glewis@podtacular.com. Yeah. deathstorm@podtacular.com. So, very nice.
Anyway,
we've had him on the show, though. We haven't had Marty on the show. We've had Major Nelson, but we haven't had Marty.
We haven't, right.
I don't think.
Well, they did. I think they did interview him in the Halo 3 release episode.
Yeah. Hmm. Had to go back to that one.
Yeah. Fumo and JVB.
Yeah.
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 You can call our listener voice. What's up? What's up? What's up? Why are you interrupting me, huh? Why are you interrupting me, huh?
Nothing. Never mind. I'm sorry.
You can call our listener voice now at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the call-ins and Tales from the Foxhole.
You should have a part where it goes, call G. Lewis at his cell phone number to leave a funny prank call or insurance claims.
No, we're not doing that.
I've actually got like four calls that I have no idea who they're from today, and I don't, they're all in my area code, so.
People just want to get to know you. What can we say?
That's a little shady there.
Is this G. Lewis? Yeah. Dude, you're like my idol.
You get that.
Can we go get some coffee and talk?
Are you paying?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Be sure to check out our website. And some people don't know our website. It's www.podtacular.com.
Oh boy, I'm gonna go there right now. Thank you, Tim.
Yes, we have forums, we have news. It's not just the podcast, believe it or not.
Attempt that news.
Yes, we even have news about the PlayStation 3 for some reason.
Yeah, good job, Dusty.
Hey.
That was a great addition.
And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways for you to make friends and play Halo, as well as many other games with cool people. Some of the things you can get involved in with the community are the Halo 3 recreational and pro clans, the PC Rec Clan, community-led events, not community lead events, and much more.
Nice.
Yes.
Dumaku.
Should I read this or what?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on our community, contributing to our PayPal to help out with a hosting bill, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you. Just want to say one thing about that. Zune Marketplace does it as well. So you can get it there. That's where I get it.
Yes. You can. Yeah. Yeah,
even though it updates at midnight every night.
Check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network. Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB's Show, the Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and the newly addition to Gamercast Network, Destructoid.
And we should also give a shout-out to Gamertag Radio.
For episode 200.
It's quite an episode. No. Halo.
I haven't listened yet, but I hear it's very epic.
It is quite interesting. They took an hour and a half to get set up for their live feed. It was quite interesting. I was pitching help topics to Mandy while they were setting it up.
Nice.
For Lady Luck.
So have you listened to it yet?
I have.
Yeah, actually. I have. It's a good episode. There's some Halo stuff in it.
Nice.
So go check them out.
That is a big milestone.
Yes, that we are approaching in 3 episodes.
Yes.
All the originals are getting up to episode 200.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm hoping by episode 200 I'll have all the old episodes up. That's fingers crossed, hopefully. Depends on how much time I have.
I wonder if there are any other gaming podcasts that have survived as long as Gamertag Radio and Podtacular have.
I thought we started before Gamertag Radio, but they just have been...
I think it was like right at the same time.
Yeah, or...
I'm not sure who started first.
Something like that. Anyway, wrapping things up since my eyes are starting to hurt and I'm starting to get tired and I need to take a shower.
And we're on a submission. Smart. You smell.
The next show is going to be the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole. Or Le Foxhole.
Le Foxhole.
Or Tales from the Foxhole.
It is going to be the Tales from the Foxhole show, sir.
Nice. Very nice.
Good job.
And hopefully we will have Chucky back. Maybe Chucky's Mac.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be there.
Okay. Okay.
I'll be there just for you guys. Just for the listeners. I will be there.
Very nice. Very nice. So keep an eye on the forums for more info coming for episode 200. That's coming around very soon, August 9th. So be ready for that. And yes, that is technically a week and a half after the anniversary. So we're going to announce the anniversary on the podcast that we record on the 2nd, but the big show is going to be on the 9th when we record. So that will be episode 200 / Podtacular's 4th anniversary, going on for long years.
I remember.
Yeah,
it's a big one.
Didn't we do an anniversary?
So for another four.
Well, we weren't recording for three. We stopped the podcast, so we didn't have a third anniversary episode. So.
Oh.
It's out. Yeah.
Guess we better make up for it in this one.
Oh yes, definitely.
And we will.
We will. Very much so.
So.
Look, keep an eye on the forums. Listen in to next week for more details on episode 200. And unless anyone else has anything to say.
I got a few things to say. I just want to shout out to my friends BigBird856, Pearly Man, of course, Abrimo, who I'm going to his house next week, and Fidgicoli Fig, and just everybody else that I hang out with, including Takuno Logan. That's about all.
Cool.
So we end this thing.
Thanks for being on, Demaku.
No problem. It's always a pleasure. Well,
thanks for coming on last minute.
Yeah.
You didn't even have a Skype 2 hours ago. Yeah.
That's an easy thing to download. Oh.
Yeah.
It's not
too bad. So. Very, very nice. Well, until next time, I am Deathstorm.
I am G. Lewis.
I'm Chucky J.
Sandwich King.
And I'm Demaku, Lord of the Sith.
Yes.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on trucking frags.
Keep on fragging bulk bikes, fart juice, nay-nays.
You're going to like the way it looks. I guarantee.
1 thing left to say.
Just read the Podtacular episode 187.
Bring my swag on.
And say it in your gangsta voice.
Yeah.
No, say it in the Sith voice. Since you said the Podtacular episode.
In your I'm excited to be here voice.
Oh, hi, everybody. Look, it's Podtacular.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Oh, nice. Oh, man.
I think G. Lewis is on the phone.
I think he is too.
I might do that. I might talk on the phone 1 minute and then be on the mic the other. So
it's like, now where were we? I have a phone call. It's like, I had a full-fledged conversation with you. I think you were talking to us.
just talk to some guy you know from Podtacular. Like, yeah, I'm on Podtacular right now. Can't, you know, I'm just busy doing stuff.
I was talking to someone.
It better be his girlfriend, because I don't know who else would be worth, you know, interrupting the show for.
We weren't even recording the show. That was in between. And always say nothing. How many times you record with us?
Like 6 times.
Look at the 60 times.
And they were 60 times, yeah.
No.
Who the hell do you live with? Like, my roommate's sitting around drinking beer all day.
He's a triple E major.
What the hell? A triple E major?
Double E, sorry. How do I get triple E? Oh, triple E. Double E, sorry. Electrical engineer.
Right. Is it double D engineering? What the hell?
Double E.
That would be a really nice problem. I
like HCDC.
Yeah, we make this joke about when my football coach is the only band he listened to. Yeah, I'm not gonna say they say.
You say they say what? They actually started in Australia.
It did?
Yes.
Oh. At Macca's?
Yes, at Macca's. With the McOzburger.
The McOzburger. Put another one on the Bobby. Rasnek Raz.
Yeah. I don't know what it is with me and songs tonight. It's like one song gets stuck in my head and I go crazy.
I can't play.
back in the sack. That kept me hanging around. I'm never gonna stop cause it kept me high. I got the hurts cause I'm not a dad. I got knives.
What the heck?
We're creating a band, man. We
back in the back.
Why you mess with my groove, yo?
Is that what you... When you guys go to Dallas, are you guys going to just drop the Halo 3 and like do Rock Band instead?
You Lewis stood on my boot.
Let's do a Rock Band land party at MLG.
Dude, we're going to be
I'll bring DJ Hero.
We're going to be the MCs, yo.
This week on the GamerCast Network. On Podcastle, the hosts will talk about the same games and peripherals that they talked about exactly a year ago. This week, Podtoid will briefly discuss Penn & Teller's mini-documentary on video games before likely devolving into the unstructured mess of news commentary as it usually does. Uncle Gamer Radio is back with episode 119. Paris is joined by the post-game report crew and GHR Maverick from Gamer Husbands Radio for a discussion on Modern Warfare 2, Fight Night Round 4, and a very special rant from the balcony. The Gamertag Radio staff celebrates episode 200 with the Community Vibes 5 date, a roundtable discussion about their best interviews, and more. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.